Shlomo Gemara Gimel Mishnah Dalet Hamolachite Lutocha and Kusi or Lutocha and Ama Aret. Because Kasan Lamaisros Ulichvi. Somebody who brings wheat to a Kusi or an Ama Aret, who is going to grind your wheat for you and turn it into flour. When you receive the flour from the Kusi or the Ama Aret, the flour has maintained its chazaka regarding Meiser and Shvi'ez. Meaning to say, if the wheat that you gave the Kusi or the Amart, the Meisers were already taken from it, or it did not have Kedusha Shvi'ez, when you receive the flour from the Kusi or the Amart, you don't have to be afraid that maybe he switched your wheat for somebody else's wheat, and the flour that you're receiving is from somebody else, and maybe it's Chayiv and Meiser, or maybe it has Kedusha Shvi'ez, and we don't suspect the Kusi or the Amart to switch your flour or your wheat for somebody else's wheat or flour. But if you brought your wheat to a guy to grind for you, when you receive the flour from the guy, that flour is demat. Even though the wheat that you gave the guy, the meisters, had already been taken from it. But when you receive the flour, it would be demat, as we're afraid that the guy switched your wheat for somebody else's wheat. Maybe he's giving you back flour from the wheat of an Amaret who might not have taken the mices from it. So therefore, it would be d'mai, and you have to take off the mices before eating that flour. And the Mefarshim said that nowadays the kusim have the same din as a guy. And therefore, when you give wheat to a kusi to grind, when you receive the flour from him, it would be d'mai. Hamaskid peirosov eito akusi o eito amar b'cheskasam l'maisres. Somebody who gives his fruit to a kusi or an amar so that he will guard your fruit for you. When you receive it back from him, that fruit has maintained its chazaka regarding meiser and shvi'ez. If the fruit had already had its meiser taken from it or it didn't have kedusha or shvi'ez, when you receive it back from him, you don't have to suspect he switched it for somebody else's fruit, and therefore it has maintained its chazaka, and you wouldn't have to take off meiser, or you wouldn't have to worry that it has kedusha spears. Eitzu ha'ayvei kechavim kipei reisu. But if you give your fruit to a guy to watch for you, when you receive it back from him, you have to assume that he has switched your peiros for his peiros, and therefore the fruit that you receive back from him has the same din as peiros of a guy. And peiros of a guy is not chayev and meiser. So when you receive the fruit back from him, you don't have to take off the meisers from it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Demai. Rabbi Shimon said that when you give peiros to a guy to watch for you, when you receive the peiros back from him, those peiros would be demai. The reason being that you have to be afraid that maybe just like you're giving fruit to the guy to watch for you, maybe other Jews gave fruit to the guy to watch for them. Maybe the guy switched your fruit for the fruit of somebody else. And maybe that person was an Amar. So therefore, when you receive the fruit back from the guy, that fruit would be d'mai. You have to take off the meisers before eating them. So it's d'mai paragimel mishnah hey, ha'noisein lipun dukis. Ma'asir eshehu noisein lo, v'eshehu noito mimena. Mipnei shechashuda lachlo. Somebody who's staying at an inn, and there's a Jewish innkeeper, and he gives his food to the Jewish innkeeper to hold on for him. Before giving her the food, he must take meiser off of it. And so too, upon receiving the food back from her, he has to take maizus again from it. And the Mishnah explains the reason is because we suspect the innkeeper will switch your food for her own. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah, when you give food to Yisrael to watch for you, we don't suspect he will switch the food for somebody else's food. But in this case, we do suspect the innkeeper. If maybe she will be Mora Hazer, maybe she will think it's okay to switch his food for my own, as she's doing it as a favor for the person. As she wants to switch his cold food for some warm food, or maybe she thinks her food is better food than the food that you are giving her, and she's doing it as a favor to you, and that's why she is switching it. So therefore, before giving your food to the pundakis, you have to take meiser from it, and maybe she will be the one to end up eating it. And maybe she will eat it without taking off meiser. And so too, when you receive food back from the pundakis, you have to take meiser from it, as maybe she switched it for her own food, and maybe meisers were not taken off from her own food. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Eino nu achroin liramon. Eino maaser ela mashehu noito mimena bubar. Rabbi Yosi said, we are not responsible that people who are ramon, who are tricking you and switching your food, we don't have to worry that they will eat your food without taking maaser from it. And therefore, you don't have to take off maaser from your food before giving her the food. You only have to take off maaser from the food after receiving it back from her. And according to Rabbi Yosef, the pundakis is not switching the food to do a favor to you. She's switching the food for some other reason. She's not doing it as a favor. And therefore, she is considered a ramai, somebody who's trying to trick you by switching your food. And since she is a ramai, we don't have to be concerned that maybe she will end up eating our food without taking off maaser. Even though we have said previously that a person has to ensure that food that he owns, nobody eats it without taking off maaser. But in this case, since she is a ramai, we don't have to be concerned for her. So therefore, you don't have to take off maaser from the food before giving it to her. You only have to take maaser from the food after receiving it back from her.